still believing that he reigns supreme. Hallelujah. That he reigns. Hallelujah. Come on, if we trust God, come on, let's throw that message up to him. Hallelujah. Up to his throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're trusting. Hallelujah. 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 We won't bow, hallelujah, to any other God, but we serve you. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
That's not why we're praying. We come to his willingness, his willingness to fulfill and do his will. Lord, we pray as needy people that your spirit will continue to direct and energize us. Lord, some of us were sharing last week, we need you to stretch our breath control. We need to stop wimping, Lord, about how tired we are in our stamina. Give us a spiritual stamina at the place of engagement with you. Lord, let us be those people who are filling the bowl that is the bowl of the prayers of the saints. And Lord, as there is this bowl of judgment being filled and the bowl of iniquity, use us to fill the bowl of intercession that is going to be tipped, O Lord, upon this nation and tipped, O Lord, upon this city before the bowl of judgment is tipped. Give us this heart, Lord. Give us this expectation. And we stand today, Lord. It is our longing and desire that we be named like Moses was named, as the one who stood in the breach. That we respond, Lord, to that prophetic cry of yours as it came through the prophet Ezekiel, that you will not be saying in Metro Washington, is there no one I can find to stand in the gaps and to pray for the healing of this city? And Lord, as we stand together as your people, different places, different spaces, different churches, different neighborhoods, Lord, we know something of the rubble of this city and our own lives and the broken places. And therefore, we ask in faith together as a corporate community in solidarity, Lord, rehang the gates that have been broken. Amen. Rehang the gates of intercession and of worship and of witness, the gates of warfare, Lord, the gates of humility, the gates of confession, and the gates of repentance. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be those named in Isaiah 58, that we will be the repairers of the breaches. We want to be the repairers of the breaches. And yet, Lord, we know it's wholly dangerous. And therefore, I pray that we will have a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And it is our longing today, Lord, as we continue to pray and as prayer rises tomorrow, that the enemy will not come through the gaps, because the gaps have been restored and the gaps have been rebuilt, but that your people will go through the gates. And we speak over this city, Lord, the words of the psalmist, that this will be a strong city, that salvation will be its walls and its ramparts, and that the gates of God will open, and that those who are righteous will go in and out without fear. We pray for that. We long for it. And we ask that you will train our hands for war and give us the language and the speech that is of the Spirit that answers to you. We ask, Lord, for a deliverance, a holy deliverance from our wretched self-absorption. Lord, even as it appears in our churches, concerns with agendas, concerns with reputation, mature us, Lord, beyond the petitions for ourselves. And put us in that place where we stand in the breach between those we are praying for and heaven. Yes. And I ask, Lord, you'll do this afresh in my own life. We pray for it in every life here and in our churches, that there'll be this corporate unity and solidarity and strategy at the place of calling upon you. Mend our gaps, hang our gates, and give us that honorable title of repairer of the breaches and restorer of the streets. In Jesus' holy name we pray together. Amen.
Let's continue in prayer. My mother's asked that I close this session out with prayer of St. Francis, and I'd like us to join hands again with someone close to you as we pray this song together. And as I'm finishing up, I'd appreciate it if after this, as we were mingling and leaving, heading out, if you could minister that last one. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to be a fulfillment of the prayer of our Savior that we be one tonight. We have felt a bonding in our spirit. We don't even need to ask you to bind us together. You have done it as we've prayed together. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. O divine Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, or to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Amen. God bless you as we head out today, Anne. We invite you to join us at 7 p.m. Those of you who can stay in town a little longer, maybe go get something to eat, and then come over and join us at 7 p.m. at the Galbraith AME Church at 1114 6th Street, Northwest, not too far from where Christ our Shepherd meets. God bless you. Greet one another, love one another, work out reconciliation with each other. Mom?
We are going to be following this up, this prayer effort. Pastor McAlpine and some of the others, Pastor Marcus and the rest of us, so that on a regular basis we can do this. Just come together from wherever we are and pray together for God to overrule the strongholds of wickedness in this city and in the nation and in the world. So look, do you read your papers, your letters that come to you from the pastor? I do. So I hope you watch them carefully and follow all the guidelines, okay? We're going to be praying together, bringing people from all the different churches together to pray. Praise God. God bless you as you go.
Bless you. I hear angels singing praises. I see men from every nation bowing down before His throne. Many waters, like the rushing wind around us, multitudes join the song, and a symphony of praise arises. Tears are wiped away from eyes as men from every tribe and tongue all sing. To the Lamb. symphony.